You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Juju, are we getting you for this?
That's a big 10-4.
Ooh.
A big 10-4. 10-4 is just copy, though. It's not confirming nor denying. It's just copying that you got the message.
At the room in my apartment building where I pick up my packages, they have, for the security people there, the list of words that go with each letter, like foxtrot and all of that. I don't know all the, I don't know what any of the signal command, like 10-4 and all, like I know 10-4, but like all the other stuff, like copy, all that. I don't know the codes for walkie-talkie communication or radio communication. Charlie, Bravo, Tango. I know like a few of them, but that's something that I wish that I knew.
I like over and out. Like that's a solid one whenever you're hitting somebody. Like the walkie-talkie on your Apple Watch, when you can use the walkie-talkie setting, do you have that?
I stopped using my Apple Watch. I'm firmly out on the Apple Watch.
That's incredibly sad. So when you have an Apple Watch and you have the walkie-talkie thing,
why?
Why am I out on the Apple Watch, or why is that incredibly sad?
Well, I guess both. And why are you so like adamant about it?
Well, I just felt like it was keeping me even more attached to my phone than I was before. Like if I was waiting for a response back for a text, I would feel the vibration of my wrists even when I wasn't getting a text.
And phantom vibration, yeah. That happens to me.
Right. And so like I actually still feel it. I wonder if it's like kind of like a chip in my wrist now. But like it's one of those things where I still feel that little mini vibration in my wrist. Like, oh, I'm getting a text now. And like you eagerly anticipate. And it was kind of like ruining my life.
So I have in the past told you guys, or I've mentioned, I think, that I will frequently delete certain apps from my phone on the weekend to just not check them, right? I went to a more extreme approach, or at least I investigated a more extreme approach where I was like, I wonder if I could just flat out block websites on my phone, if there's a way to do it, right? Because like if I delete the app, I could just go to like Google and then go to like the website again, right? Like sign on to Twitter, whatever, right? So I'm like, I wonder if I could like actually like put like a child lock on my own phone and actually prevent myself from doing this. And then I saw I was like 15 steps from like too much.
I've actually done that before. There is a website blocker where once you pass a certain amount of time, it just shuts it down and you set the code, but then you set the code.
Right.
And so like you always can unlock yourself. Always can unlock yourself from your own jail. But I've kind of wanted to do that. Actually, I think it worked effectively once where it completely shut me down. And what I did was I deleted the app because I wanted to get on Twitter so bad. I am desperate to take myself off of Twitter. I deleted it from my phone, but not like I deleted it from my home screen. I can still like swipe down and using the Siri search, use Twitter, which is how I use it now because I'm an addict.
Yeah. I was trying to put like child locks on it. Like you would put like on your kid's like computer at home. So like this website is not allowed. And it was all like social media sites. Cause I'm like, I just need to stop enough.
Yeah. So I did that with Instagram as well. Instagram gives you a timer where it just like opens up a screen that says you've been on Instagram for 35 minutes today. And all you do is you hit okay and you keep going. That's basically all. So it's just basically, it's just like shame essentially. It shames you into continuing to scroll.
On Instagram, I used to set like a target time and I would just always surpass the target time. I'm like, got it. Don't worry about me. We're good here. And I just keep going.
Why do we talk about something that was meant to be enjoyed as like this addiction?
Because it's an addiction. It's not meant to be enjoyed. It's meant to be mined.
I don't think it was meant to be enjoyed.
So why do
I think
we do that's, it?
Well, vanity?
Yeah. Insecurities.
Yeah.
The need to be liked by others.
Yeah.
So, the need for attention.
Social tethering.
Yeah. The need to belong.
Do you feel like you connect on Instagram? Like, do like the people whose stories that you see? Because obviously, what Instagram does is it prioritizes the people who you're interested in, and they put them first in the stories. I always feel bad, by the way, for the people in my life that are at the back of the Instagram queue. But either way, so they obviously put the people at the front who you engage with. Do you feel more connected to those people? Do you feel like you know more about them?
Not at all. I feel like they live lives that are totally different from mine.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. Do I want that life? Not really. So why is it that they're always showing up? Who knows?
Kind of do, maybe. Like, maybe do when I? You see my shots on Instagram, you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe I was playing in that adult league. Maybe my life would be a little bit better.
When I open
maybe
up the app.
Be 10 Day Billy.
Exactly. Billy 10 Day.
Oh.
Get the branding right.
Get it right.
Sorry.
When I open up at Lebatard Show, all I think of is just it's Tony's basketball game.
Got another one if you want to see it.
Oh my God. Does Lewis follow you there and like tape for you? Like no. How are these videos being produced
so
and
there's
edited?
A guy.
Because you clearly never miss shots in any of these videos.
Naturally.
So after the game, are you going home and editing your own like highlight reels?
Absolutely
or do you have a team
not.
That does that?
I don't have a team that does it either. So there's in the league, there's a photographer that gets paid by the league to go and film all the games. And it's a little side gig for him. I've talked to him. He's a nice guy. Okay. I mean, I have a game tonight. If you want to let the chickens out, I have a game tonight. And the photographer is going to be there because that's his job.
How do I mute you?
You can't.
Yo, chicken time.
You go home. You're in premiere editing.
Welcome to Mystery Crate.
Hey. No, but really, there's a photographer there.
Who pays for that? Like
the league.
So
but
basically,
it's like a vanity league that knows you.
Correct.
Need these
this
no,
league,
it's not just
no,
for me, guys.
This league exists as a function of putting shit on people's Instagram stories. That's what it's there for. That's that guy's job.
And
that guy's there.
But
is
who cuts
getting...
out all the misses? I'm not saying you miss a lot, but there have to be some misses. Who's doing
well, no,
that?
Of course, there's misses. But why would people want to see misses on a highlight?
So you, I do.
So you,
so you want to see misses? No,
so
I
your,
don't.
Not specifically,
I don't
your
so the
misses.
The guy does the editing for you.
Yes. All he does is send the good ones. Why would he send bad
to
ones?
To every player in the league.
To
every
the good
day?
Ones, Billy. The good ones.
Oh
the ones
God.
That make the Instagram story. Like look, I'll show. Look, I'm gonna show Chris Cody my phone right now, and he's gonna be able to look at it.
I'm gonna look at it.
And he's gonna see. Look, scroll down. This is the guy sending me the videos.
Gump League. Sorry,
that's right.
Said
shout
that.
Out to Gump League.
Yeah,
that's Gump. Him sending me stuff.
Okay,
that's it. Keep scrolling
so
down.
You know what I'm noticing? This guy knows you got some clout, so he's like, "Yo, if I give Anthony,
does he ask you to tag him?
No, he doesn't ask, but I do it out of the kindness of my heart.
Yeah,
because he does it out of the kindness out of his heart. Look at this last one, Chris. Just really quick.
Just know if you ever see videos of me playing sports, it's me being a narcissist telling someone to videotape me.
Here, I got you. Watch. I'm going to show it to everybody so you can see it. Because he's the one sending me. And look, there's an entire Google Drive of the game. So if you guys wanted to watch the whole game live, you could have watched
it. But this is like, you're making it seem like every player gets this treatment. Like, he's established that you are, you know, you're a made guy. So he's like, you know.
I mean, look. Billy, do you have a punishment?
That is going to be a
punishment. Do you have a punishment coming up? Are you due for punishment?
No, I think I won last week.
How about the week before that?
No, I'm all caught up in selecting punishments. It's the paying off that I'm a little behind on.
Okay, well, I don't think anybody's paid.
I'm going to lose this week because Amin betrayed me.
No, I mean, that's actually a decent game that you have. Anyways, the point is that I want it to be a very Billy-specific punishment that you have to go to my game and watch me play.
Why me? Why
because you're the one that's the adversarial person in this relationship when it comes to my basketball. Nobody else is adversarial.
Nobody else is honest with you.
Why not?
I don't think anyone there is impressed by your jump shots.
Ah! How?
I'm so impressed.
Thank you.
I am thoroughly impressed.
Thank
Stop
you, Juju.
Slander. I done sat here long enough. 10-day Tony, t-shirts going soon. I see you, my brother.
Thank you.
I'm your biggest fan. Let's get it.
Thank you.
I apologize.
See, that's what we need around here. A little bit more love, a little bit more appreciation.
I think Tony should have to beat me in horse before he plays.
Here we go. Chris is better than Tony at basketball.
Not basketball.
Strictly horse.
When I see Tony hit a jumper, I say, damn, Zaddy, that jump shot is dripping.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. That's all I need. That's all I needed. And one from Whittingham, too.
I'm honestly most impressed by your strut back down the court.
I got a great strut.
You've been there before.
You do a great back pedal.
Yeah, the back pedal is my go-to.
The back pedal is just, it's the great punctuation.
Stugatz level back pedaling.
Yeah.
I appreciate your basketball game, Tony. I really do. Mostly because I'm jealous of it. I wish I were that good at basketball. I wish I were that good at anything athletic.
Hmm.
I'm impressed
So Billy, I've got a playoff game tonight, and Ooh. Then maybe we got some playoffs next week if you want
to
come.
I think this is a good grid of death punishment because we need to brainstorm at least like 20 or 30 more.
We need a lot more. We need a lot more.
Yeah.
Should we take some from the listeners?
Well,
because like we obviously have the right to filter out the bad ones or the overly dangerous ones, but I feel like we can do with some ingenuity here.
A lot of people have tweeted suggestions at me, and I'm not going to lie, most of them I'm like, this is decent, but I don't want to do this. So
like
I am
what?
Never.
Can you give us an example?
No, I can't remember any, but they're all things that I wouldn't want to do. So I'm not going to then bring that suggestion forward to everyone else.
But the hope would be that you inflict that upon somebody else. Now,
I have a totally different approach to this. I feel like we should all be aligned on this, and we should be working together and hoping that no one loses, so none of us have to do.
But we're
going to
lose. Like that's just the nature.
I mean,
of
it's the nature of the National Football League. Yeah. The way that oblong shaped ball bounces, you just never know.
All right, I have watched Tony play basketball as a as a punishment.
What if you like it? What if it's not a punishment? I mean,
it's not a bad punishment, maybe. But it's a good one because it's like you have to go out of your way to do something.
Oh, you should
and it
live
takes a
stream it
hours.
On your on your Instagram.
So either a live stream or a minimum of 3 Insta story posts. Yes.
No, 3 is easy. I mean, I'm going to be hitting shots from everywhere.
Easy.
I mean,
that's one possession.
3 is the first, quarter.
I put up like 3 a month. You think I'm going to put up 3 videos of you playing basketball?
Well, it's a requirement of the punishment.
Exactly. That's a punishment.
This is very specifically for me, it seems.
Well, because you're the closest one to me. That's why.
Where are these games?
Right up your alley. They're close.
We can't say it because then crowds will start forming.
Well, I mean, I don't want a lot of people. Then we're going to have to start charging and, whatever.
Is Nicky Jam going to be there?
He could if you want. I can talk to the guy and maybe set up the game where he plays either before us or after us.
Hmm. He seems to do like normal people things. Like I think he was at Inkaholics getting a tattoo the other day, which
like
is like right down the street from my house. Yes. Very strange. Nicky Jam, for those who don't know, is a Latin recording artist.
Un trapero.
He was Lorenzo Gonzalez in Bad Boys 2 or Bad Boys 4.
Yeah.
He was. There you go.
Bad Boys
4. I think it was Bad Boys 3.
Or was it
3? But called Forever. Like,
who has the funniest name when you take out, like, going from their artist name to their real name? Are there any good examples of this? Obviously,
what do you mean, Chris? Like, explain that a
little
bit.
So, like, for example, like, Hulk Hogan's real name is Terry Bollea.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Remember, I'm not a wrestling guy, so I have no idea. When you guys talk wrestling, it's, like, way over my head, so I'm just like,
But, what's Nicky Jam's name on his birth certificate?
Bad Bunny's is good.
I'll tell you funny. Nelly fucking name on a Burger King commercial, Cornell Haynes Jr. How you get Nelly from that shit, bro? You made that shit up.
Cornell.
Nelly. There's Nell, and you turn into Nelly.
Nah, bro. We don't do that. We don't go to the Ivy League and play Nelly next week.
That's right. Cornelly.
In some ways, Nelly's rapper name is like if he were a hockey player, that's what they'd call him in the dressing room. They'd call him Nelly.
Olivia Wilde's real name is Olivia Cockburn.
There's what?
That's what I'm looking up. I'm on a
Stop
list.
Stop that.
I'm on a list. Celebrities who have different real names. I'll keep you updated.
Oh, yeah. Celebrities that have different names.com.
Billy Pitbull's real name is Armando, right? What's his real name?
Armando Christian Perez.
Bruno Armandito. Mars.
Billy, if you're going to talk about Armando Cristian Perez, you got to say it like that. You can't. Armando Cristian Perez? Come on.
Bruno Mars is just a different guy if he goes by Peter Gene Hernandez.
What? Peter Gene?
Mm-hmm.
With a G or with a J?
G. Katy Perry's name is Catherine Hudson.
That actually, if she were like an opera singer or something like that, that would actually work.
Whoopi Goldberg's real name is Karen Johnson.
What? Whoopi is a Karen?
Karen Elaine Johnson.
Do you think that the onset of the Karen trend where you call people who want to speak to your manager Karens, has that led to the reduction in the use of the name Karen? Do you think we're still making Karens now as a result? I wouldn't want to give my baby the name Karen as a result.
I think Karen was already on the way out. It's a very like 40-year-old woman name.
I heard the other day on the Guardian Football Weekly that in the United Kingdom, there were 8 Barrys last year.
Barry?
Yeah, Barry is on the way out. Like there were more,
like it's gonna be extinct soon.
There were more Lucifers in the UK than there were berries. I'm 100% certain.
Who names their child Lucifer?
People who worship the devil, probably.
Got you there, Billy.
I can't argue that.
Checkmate.
I mean, there are a lot of
Where'd you find this?
Travis Scott's real name is Jacquez Webster II. Who the fuck is Travis Scott?
Whenever there's a second of the second, it completely nukes their ability to like have some credibility, some street cred when you're of the second.
Jamie Foxx, completely made up name. Eric Marlin Bishop.
I wonder who in his life calls him Eric. I can't believe it's that many people.
Philly in the chat puts worship the devil for a week, grid of death punishment.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Out.
Lucifer.
We really should brainstorm some more grid of death punishments. Maybe like, I don't know. I just lost my train of thought.
Okay. Well, a great contribution, that was good. Jessica. No bad idea. No bad ideas.
I was going to say something actually.
How about every time you start a point on the show, you lose your train of thought.
That's a good one. Dan will get so pissed.
Yeah.
Well, does he know that this is happening?
I think he would, but it would probably be one of those things where you'd start saying something and then lose your train of thought. Like, you'd have a really good idea. I just lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
So then he'd keep, you know, maybe he'd keep going to you for a segment.
Maybe we pick we pick that punishment in secret so that Dan doesn't know.
That's what I'm saying. It would have to be a secret. Ooh,
I like secret punishments. I think that's a new wrinkle.
Guys, big breakthrough here.
Tina Fey's real name is Elizabeth Stamatina Fey. Her middle name is Stamatina.
So her stage name, Stamatina Fey. So you just
she should have just gone with Stamatina.
Just lopped off the beginning part of that.
She should have stuck with her middle name and
like a little just a little detour.
Apparently, Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas. That's hella confusing.
So where'd you get Keaton from?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Lewis, our video producer, put in the chat that the name Nigel is officially extinct, according to the BBC. Not only is the name Nigel extinct, there is actually a gathering of the Nigels every year. Pre-pandemic,
really?
There was like a bar. I think it's called like Nigel's Pub or something like that, where they invited all of the Nigels in the world to get together.
Did you guys ever watch The Wild Thornberries?
Yeah.
I think the father's name was Nigel.
Yeah, Nigel Thornberry.
Yeah.
But if Nigels go, then the name can't be extinct. Also, I don't think names can go extinct because you could very easily just name a child that in the future.
I think what the point is that in recent times, there have been zero babies that are maybe not extinct, but endangered is what I would say probably about the name Nigel. Because there's obviously still Nigels, but we're just not making any new ones.
I could see you as a Nigel.
Yeah.
Nigel Whitty.
Played a Nigel.
Grid of death punishment for Whitty. He has to name his firstborn Lucifer.
And then the second one, Nigel.
And the second one,
you had a Nigel character, didn't you?
Yeah. When I was on 790, my British character was named Nigel.
If I'm being honest, that's what I was going to say earlier, but then I thought that was like an inappropriate joke, so I said I lost my train of thought. But I don't think it was that inappropriate.
Which joke?
That you would have to name your child Lucifer.
Yeah.
Very offensive.
Yeah. That's all right.
We only sing this song for Nigel.
Woody, what would you name your child if you had a child?
Lucifer.
So I thought about this a lot.
It's only if the Packers lose it
for me. Chris Jr.
Yeah, I have the Washington football team. And
someone eating lost tuna in here? Someone just start eating tuna? Nope.
That would be evil.
What does that smell?
I don't eat tuna, so I don't know.
Do you guys smell that?
Yeah, it does smell like tuna. Oh,
someone's eating tuna right now. I swear to God.
Hildy randomly just made cafecito for us.
Hildy.
God bless it.
I don't want it. My body's been a mess today.
Chris Whittingham is about to shoot out like a rocket.
If I have if I have cafecito, this chair will become an ejector seat.
We're going to need to patch up a hole through the roof.
Woody, tell everyone what's going on today. You're feeling a little jittery. You had too much coffee.
Yeah, no, I had coffee this morning, and for whatever reason, normally coffee does nothing to me. It kicked my ass today. I was like all wiry and jittery, and like I've gone up, I've gone down. I think I'm living in a state of unhealth at the moment.
Woody, earlier this week we talked on the show about tailgating, and it got me wondering just like the craziest tailgate experience you've ever had. Because I can't picture you like taking a shot from an ice luge.
Yeah, I can't picture Woody being like, people are having intercourse in the porta potty.
Speaking of porta potties, I'm sick and tired of y'all trashing my name on these goddamn airwaves about my trades, bruh.
Yeah.
Which I happen to be in first place of the League of Lobos right now due to Jessica Smetana going down last week.
I was so mad.
Embarrassing defeat. She lost by 1,000. Good God almighty.
Wait, did the trade did this trade go through? No,
we successfully vetoed it.
Oh, really?
I only lost to Justin Herbert at like 11 points. I have a really good team, Juju. That was mean.
Salute to you, Jessica. You are my sister, and your team is going down in the playoffs. But my name has been besmirched across these airwaves as if I'm doing something wrong. Mm. First and foremost, every time y'all talk about, I don't care about this league.
It's if just I'm gonna Billy be that honest, says that.
I agree with
I care about my friends sucks. That no one cares about or the league I'm in with no one even knows about more.
Hate when people say that shit.
Because I'm in DraftKings now and we are fucking a fucking sports situation.
He's right.
Yeah. Explain yourself.
Explain yourself. No, I'm
honestly, Juju, you would have gotten away with that trade if you didn't talk about it on Mystery Crate, because I believe shortly after we discussed it, the producer of Cinephobe, Anthony Mays, put out a tweet saying this better be vetoed. And within like three minutes, it was vetoed.
Stop sending me trades. You're waking up my baby. I don't even care about this league, even though I'm on DraftKings. $60 means nothing to me. I'm too busy to speak.
No, that's not me. $60 is everything.
Stop liking my messages on the message chat because you're waking up my baby. Like, fuck all y'all complaining, bro. Y'all been complaining for 5 fucking weeks.
I agree, Juju.
Do the fucking grid of death. Pitches with the motherfucking fans every time.
That's right.
$60 means shit to me, Roy. Fuck you talking about.
Ooh, yeah.
About spicy. This league. Care about the league then, because I don't send no motherfucking trades to Anthony Mays. I don't send no trades to Zach Harper. I send them to the motherfuckers who are losing. If you gonna got a motherfucker in the IR, in the fucking quarterback spot for 2 fucking weeks, give me DeAndre Harper, motherfucker. Give it to it. Hey, you talking about? Don't goddamn tell me I'm bothering y'all about this motherfucking league.
My eyebrows are singed just now. That was a promo to end all promos.
I love it.
Zach Harper has a worse record than I do.
I'm saying, but fuck him because he's trying. He's trying to play. Y'all sitting around here talking about y'all don't care and then wonder why I won't motherfucking DK Metcalf. Play the league then. I won't bother you. But if you goddamn losing by 100 points, give me motherfucking Calvin Ridley.
I feel attacked when I was on your side. I was trying to help you.
I'm talking about all y'all motherfuckers.
Except me, right?
Except
but stop liking green texts. It's enough.
Okay, but Lou has been liking green texts.
That's true.
Ain't no motherfucking saying shit.
The liking of the group text.
This shit is racism. I like a motherfucking text. Everybody complain on here. Lewis write a motherfucking text. Nobody say shit.
He's new.
Nah, stop motherfucking liking the text too, Lewis.
Newest.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lewis. More like newest.
Yeah. Fuck you, newest.
Because Roy ruins, like, we're not blaming you. Because you have, what kind of phone do you have? An iPad? You have an iPhone? Yeah. Oh, wow. You have an
iPad. He's got an iPad.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, you have an Android? No.
Stop out there complaining.
Lewis has an iPhone. Lewis has an iPhone. We're good. But Roy...
Everybody, are you okay? You seem mad today.
Nah, everybody been complaining. Y'all complaining about every motherfucking thing. God damn it. Be happy. We signed a motherfucking deal with DraftKings. They gamblers. We got fantasy football on our side. Let's do this shit. God damn it.
Yeah.
We don't give a fuck about nothing else. And nobody ain't enthused on a daily basis. Motherfucker, put your grid of death mask on and goddamn fucking hunt to it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yes.
Juju,
DKNG.co/LoveItDoes.
Exactly. I don't be hearing about that shit enough.
That's what I'm saying.
I play every week.
We should do a grid of death punishment where Juju is allowed to make a trade in the fantasy league that you actually really care about if you lose.
What does that mean, really care about?
Well, because you guys all say that this is the league you don't care about.
No, the League of Lobos, we all care about supremely.
I feel like I care the most.
The grid of death punishment should be you are obligated to accept the next trade offered to you by Juju Gotti.
Oh, please.
Fuck that. I ain't going to offer nobody shit else. I'm just saying it's time to motherfucking care. It's 2021. What are we complaining about? We alive. Yeah. We got heartbeats. Let's play this motherfucking league for these folks, man. So if y'all don't want to play, don't motherfucking accept the invitation, pussy.
Yes,
I agree. One thing about my team. I've had the most points scored against me at 862. Nobody else has 800 points scored against them.
But your team is also terrible.
Bro. But it's not my fault.
Yeah, your team being terrible is your fault.
No. I'm saying the points that other people score against me.
Fair enough.
Is nobody not my likes. Fault. You, I've had a no lot of points scored against me, guy. In
are you bottom of the league in points?
Every league
scored?
Has one person that's like,
I have the most last. Points against.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Gold Bond sabe que tu piel cambia constantemente, como despertar sintiéndola hidratada y terminar con la piel seca después de caminar en un día frío. O tener una piel opaca en el trabajo al lucir una piel radiante en una cita en la noche. Las personas no tienen solo una piel, tienen pieles, y las fórmulas clínicamente probadas de las lociones Gold Bond cuentan con 7 humectantes nutritivos y 3 vitaminas para ayudarte a cuidarlas. Para todas tus pieles Gold Bond, visita goldbond.com para más información.
I will like to say this, and I don't want to set you off, Juju, because you seem triggered
today.
Setting
an all-time record for motherfucker use on the show.
Yeah, God forbid you set off Juju.
I would say this. 4 teams making the playoffs out of a league of like 14 people is ridiculous. Like,
oh, no, I disagree.
There's no point in competing.
No, I disagree.
And 2-week playoffs are too long.
Too long? You play one series over the course of 2 weeks.
There's it's like the Champions teams in League our league semifinal. And only 4 teams make it.
I like it. I like it. I like when fantasy teams get rewarded for regular season performance. Frankly, in any sports league where you get rewarded for regular season performance, there are far too many teams that make the playoffs in every league. Commissioner Juju, well done. Dan just randomly turned on the microphone.
Was he the one eating tuna? I swear to God, someone was eating tuna.
I've got a 1% chance to make the playoffs.
Lewis
I made
says
a
when
secret
you,
alliance
when you brew
with Zach
Cuban
Harper.
Coffee, it smells like tuna.
It's alliance.
I don't trust this guy.
It had a name and everything.
What's the alliance? What are you doing?
Well, I guess I could tell you now because it doesn't seem like we're going to be effective. We were called the blockade. Hmm. And the way our alliance worked is we figured out that what happens is at the beginning when this league was set up, only 4 vetoes were needed to block any trade. So we made an alliance that we were going to block any trade moving forward after they canceled the Juju trade because there was 2 of us. So all we needed to do was to convince 2 other people to participate in the blockade.
I feel like you need an expansion of the alliance. You need to be like in Survivor where you're trying to recruit new
I players. Thought Juju would be on our side since Juju got screwed in the trade proposal situation and there'd be 3 of us and we'd only need 1 more. But it seems like the blockade might be dead. And I'm coming to win the whole league now just because of you guys.
No, you're not. You have a 2% chance to make the playoffs.
That's twice as high as your chance.
What about Big Waller Brand?
Damn it. Billy Checkmated me.
Big Waller Brand, the worst team in the goddamn league.
Yeah, no, right.
Trust me, it's definitely not.
The squad.
My team is bad.
No, my team's good.
Yeah, your team is worse than mine, Chris.
Yes, 1-5, man. Come on, man.
Chris, you have a 2% chance also.
I feel like my team's good.
There's lots of really bad teams.
Billy, my bad. You have a 7% chance, Billy.
Wow, 7 times better than yours.
Damn it. Somehow Carl, who's the same record I am, a 1-5, has a 0% chance. I have a 1.
My 1 wins versus Tony, I know that.
I'm giving out wins for free.
Who am I playing this week?
I think I more than doubled up Tony when I played him.
Yeah, it was over by the 1 o'clock games.
Yeah, that was the most pathetic thing that I've ever seen.
Yeah,
being done at the end of the 1 o'clock games and being down by 40 was among the more humiliating defeats that I've ever
had. Juju, do you want Alvin Kamara?
Yes.
Okay, send me a trade.
No.
He'll give you back like Cordero Patterson. What are you talking
actually not,
about?
That's actually not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. Send me something, Ju.
I'm all about fairness, man. I'm all about playing the league. But if your ass ain't going to play the league, give me your motherfucking players. That's all I'm trying to say.
That's right.
That's not fair for the other people who are playing.
But it's not fair to have somebody in the league playing games and not thinking of that shit before me.
Like, so I think there should be a trading block situation where if Tony wants to do a fire sale, look ahead to next season, put someone on the trading block, and we can all put together our best offers.
Here's a pro tip for all the fantasy football people out there. Every week, check the bottom of your ratings. If it's a motherfucker that's 0-5, hit him with a ridiculous trade. He'll probably be more likely to take that motherfucker than the goddamn 6-0 guy.
Wait a minute. You were trying to rip me off?
What?
You said you didn't care about the league, so I said give me your players, bro.
Yeah, I was trying to help you. I was trying to extend, you know, some friendship to you and help you win because you cared so much.
Exactly. I care enough for a $50 million DraftKings signee should care.
But we don't win $50 million. We win this massive trophy that no one has anything to do with.
We create content for the fans that support us everywhere we go. I am one.
How do we make this more front-facing? How do we bring in the listeners on our fantasy?
No fans. Maybe we talk about it on Mystery Crate.
Exactly.
That's what see there.
So should we do like a rundown? I can read like the classified results of every week's results.
Read everybody's lineup presently for this week.
No, let's not do that.
Now, back in the day, we had some online. We all had the League of Lobos, and Greg Cody would be like, "Ow!"
Yeah.
Some of us fans been around since then, and we like that type of shit. I'm sorry that, you know what I mean? That shit ain't interesting to y'all, but for real, that shit is fire for the fans to just have that content. If we going to sit here and talk to the motherfucking bowler about her career, and she's also doubles as a nurse, that's a niche crowd. So we can also talk about these fantasy football people who like fantasy football.
I just picked up Mo Alley Cox.
Spiro Ditas loves saying Mo Alley Cox. Whenever you watch a Colts game.
He's always assigned to Colts games.
Yeah. Always.
Such a good pull, though. Such a good pull for a random, terrible interview we did. No, it's a great pull. I was part of that interview, but he's so
which
right.
interview?
It was just like with some bowler that nurse. Is also a nurse.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I'm going to leave. We're going to front line nurse. Yeah.
Fancy Lads, 113.76. Big Waller Brand, 74.28.
76.
Juju, I'm in first place in my other league. Do you believe it?
Commish's Lobos, 147.5.
What do you mean absolutely not? Why not?
Jessica Smetana's and others, 113.2.
Yikes.
Because Justin Herbert had his worst game of the season.
You don't have to explain yourself.
Team Gill, 110.68. Gojo's Lobos, 101.18.
Nice win for you, buddy.
Oh, last week? Yeah, no, I won. I'm telling you, I'm coming. I'm
7%.
Coming
Who the hell is Tony? 59.28.
Oh,
that's embarrassing. Come on. 59 points is ridiculous.
Anthony Mays, 149.44.
149? I mean, come on.
Lost by 90.
I'm in this
what
league.
What are you
going to
do?
This is torture to listen to.
How did Anthony Mays end up in this league?
That's
exactly.
Question.
Fuck Anthony Mays.
Parakeet Propaganda, 126.4. It is what it is. 123.58.
Oh, Roy.
Honestly, it's just disrespectful to Juju. He put together this whole league for us, and you guys aren't taking it seriously.
Juju,
I am taking it seriously. I'm
exactly,
bad.
And not expect me to get mad. Well, you know how much shit I got to do for this motherfucking show? I tweet 1,000 things an hour.
Exactly.
Y'all can't goddamn care about some shit I care about. Motherfucker, wake up.
Juju's Hobo is 134.62.
Nice.
Welcome to Cinephobe, 131.12.
Ooh, eked it out.
Juju is the unsung hero of this network. He does
Thank
so much
you,
work.
Thank you, Juju.
Thank you, Juju.
Thank you, Juju.
Thank you, Juju.
The least we
Thank
could do is take his fantasy league seriously, Billy, Tony,
I first
Roy.
I'm in like second place.
No, you're not in second place. And I am taking it seriously. I've been Juju's main source of players.
You're
tied for fourth in my division.
Don't do me like that, Tony.
Why do we have
No, I'm saying it's a farm system.
Football.
My team is a farm system for your team. You want Kamara? Send me some.
G League.
Exactly.
Yo Mama's football team, which is stunningly not Roy.
Yeah.
It's our boss, Coral. 83.66.
Yikes.
Team Ruiz, 85.
Somehow Mike auto-drafted his team. It's 5-1.
I don't think he's looked at it since draft day.
No. I'm getting a little dusty against him this week, though. We back.
Yeah, Juju, why aren't you screaming at Mike or Roy?
Because they're too lazy to be on the motherfucking mystery crate every Friday. They out doing some goddamn, oh, I'm going to the Browns game. Oh, I don't care about $60 somewhere. $60 means shit. That's what they up to. Motherfucker. God, my camera ain't even on. What the fuck?
Turn your camera. There we go.
Oh, no.
I have never heard someone. I think in I think in the Wolf of Wall Street, they didn't use the word motherfucker as much as we had in the last 30 minutes.
Look, Roy's back.
Roy's here now.
Hey. As we take a look at the standings in the Eastern Division, Juju's Hobos top on 5-1, and others in Parakeet Propaganda level on 4-2. Team Gill firmly in the middle of the pack at 3-3.
That's right, and rising.
Can't be true.
Bringing up the rear, Cinephobe, which is Zach Harper on 2-4, Gojo's Lobos on 2-4, and bottom of the East, rock bottom of the table, 1-5. It is what it is to Roy Bellamy.
Yikes.
Be very careful with what you say here, because Juju is not going to
be on a heater.
I'm on a keep it real heater. That's all I do.
Yeah,
that's what y'all going to do Monday through Thursday. It's Friday, though. Roy, $60, sir? That shit mean a lot to folks around the world.
And when
$60 don't mean nothing. I can't do nothing with $60. You need to put a little more respect on $60. And I ain't
The bills that I have, $60 is not going to take care of the bills that I have.
What?
That's less than half of one of your pairs of sneakers.
I'm going to give you a shovel to keep digging that hole. $60 would have changed my life when I was sleeping outside, sir. You need to put some respect on $60, sir, and care about this fantasy league because your ass is getting dusted every week, sir.
Top of the Western Division, Billy Team Ruiz on 5-1.
Roy has no rebuttal.
Three-way,
I live in a house.
Three-way tie for second. Myself, the commish's Lobos, and Anthony Mays.
Fake commish.
Can you please stop reading results?
Why?
I mean, it's like I'm in this league, and it's just painful to listen
third
to.
Third bottom of the Western Conference, Big Waller Brands.
Yikes.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, God.
That's why
horrible.
2-4.
PU.
Two games off the final playoff spot in the West, and then level on 1-5. Yo Mama's football team.
Not bad.
And Tony. Tony, who has scored 607 points.
Bad season.
Our top scorer is actually me on 799.
Oh, it's actually
me. How about points
me?
Against? How about
I'm
points
talking
against?
About you. I'm talking about me here, $60, man.
How about points against there, Woody?
Yeah, right. Why didn't you want $60?
It wasn't enough. I mean, Greg Cody, who subsequently
enough
lost
to wear a
his
Halloween
money,
costume?
No, it wasn't enough. No.
It ain't about you not wanting $60. It's about you saying $60. I can't do nothing with $60. It means I literally can't do nothing.
Again, I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about you and your past. I'm talking about me and my present. That's what I'm talking about. Don't tell me
what
I can do with $60. I can tell you what I can't do with $60, and that's paid as utility.
You have a closet full of jerseys and shoes right behind you. I mean, it's hard to, you know, really feel for you right now.
And I'm very respectful for every walk of life that see me with these closets and shoes.
Don't count as money, Cody.
Hold on. No. Every chance I get, I give somebody a pair of shoes every week, every 2 weeks. And
like
I don't document that shit.
I need a pair of shoes. Can you give me
I don't repost that shit. I don't do shit. I send somebody a pair of shoes every week. So I'm charitable. I care about everybody. So when we on these airways, I got to keep in mind that $60 means something to somebody. So let me not poo-poo $60.
This week in week 7.
I would take
$60. Who's yelling amen in the background there?
I'm just saying. You cannot take the $60, but say, you know
God
what?
Damn it, Lewis.
I don't want the $60, bro. I'm going to keep going. Don't be like, I can't do nothing with $60. Clary's gold.
This is Hulk Hogan cupping his ear to the crowd right now. I mean, come on. What are we doing here right now to Roy?
If it was $120, if it was doubled, then yes. I would have taken that.
60 would have been.
But
nice
you know that 60 is 60 is half of 120. So like, if it's for your utility bill, that's $60 less you have.
It's
to
just
pay.
The idea that it was $60 that he had to do though. Nothing for.
You know what though?
Yeah.
It's the comparative scale of the first pull of the fine bucket resulted in Chris Cody taking home $500.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And so I think if a couple of weeks ago Chris took home like 130, be like, oh, 60 is not bad by comparison. But by comparison to the first pull of the fine bucket, it seemed like a pittance.
Yes.
I would take $5, I think.
Yeah.
For instant death?
Yeah, I mean, I lose anyways. What difference does it make? At least I got $5.
Imagine the Whopper you'd have, Billy.
Yeah, it, that, dude.
Maybe 2 for $5.
$5 Whopper meal code.
Do you still do that?
I do. They're going to catch me one day.
There's no way they're going to catch you.
I mean, they're going to change the code at some point. And I'm like, that code's not working. Are you sure? Can you show us the thing? I'm like, I just memorized it.
It's the $5
the
Whopper one. The
Billy,
one that
you
we
should
always
make
do
your cameo $5 then.
Why?
I'm just saying,
if you'll take $5, then why would you take $5 to do cameos?
I mean, I could, I suppose.
Then you should. Then do it.
I mean, why don't you guys do that?
I mean, but no, we're not the ones sitting here.
I've ignored Addison at Cameo for about 3 months, and I will continue.
I know
to do so.
He's texted me a number of times.
let me just say real quick. Thank you, Chris Cody, because you let Cameo expire and this guy needed it for a wedding like ASAP.
So many people have sent me cameos because of Chris.
Not only did he come to me, but he came to me with the 24-hour supercharge on it.
Oh, wow.
And I was drunk by the pool. I was like, yes, I shall.
You're
dude.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Chris. Wow.
Really tough listen for anyone who doesn't care about fantasy football today.
It sure is.
Last
week 7 in the League of Lobos.
And I just got here.
Juju's Hobos takes on Parakeet Propaganda.
Wow, big
Cortez, a 6-point favorite according to the projections.
Not Ooh. Without Kamara. Juju, I got you.
Big Waller Brand taking on Carl Scott's Yo Mama's football team.
It's got to be a win.
Chris Cody, a 33-point favorite in this matchup.
Oh, man.
Hell is Tony?
What are my points?
Juju, you don't have that energy for Carl, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Hold on. I was halfway listening. What'd you say about Carl? And what don't I have the energy for, sir?
It to come after Carl got, when he's not favored to lose by 30.
Checked out. Oh. I respect
you. You've called every one of us motherfuckers except for Carl.
And me.
He didn't call me.
Well, listen here, motherfucker. Well, listen here. Goddamn Carl, where the fuck you at? You need to start caring about this league too, bro. You sorry as a motherfucker.
Oh boy.
Be careful.
Dangerous game.
Oh, no.
No dangerous game. We're talking about fantasy football.
He's one heartbeat away from Skipper.
But y'all might play the little scared game.
Skipper.
But good luck. I keep it real. Ain't nothing wrong with keeping it real with folks.
Skipper
in our league.
I'm going to mute my motherfucking mic.
Skips Lobos.
Skips Lobos.
Who the hell is Tony? Big week for a bounce back. 53-point favorites over Team Ruiz.
Prime for a comeback, baby.
This is where I envy Amin for not being in any fantasy football leagues.
Yeah.
Imagine the content.
Why aren't you mad at
Amin
also for
here.
Not joining? You're muted, Juju.
I think that's part of the bit. He's muted his mic so he could talk shit to everybody.
I'm just trying to be respectful and let everybody talk. What'd you ask? Y'all keep asking me questions, is the thing.
Why aren't you mad at Amin for not joining?
I'm not mad at Amin because he had the balls to say no.
I said no.
You're in it.
Ain't nobody push your finger to the button to make you accept the invitation.
Roy, you're the worst kind because you always
about you said no.
You always say you hate to.
Ain't nobody make you girl join in leagues.
You did,
Roy. You do this every year where you say you hate fantasy, yet you're always in these leagues. Like, don't be that guy.
Because
that's
I've been pressured to join
this goddamn league. Roy, no one cares if you're in the league.
There was some peer pressure.
What are you talking about? Nobody cares if I'm in this league.
I'm not saying you particular. I don't think anyone cares who did it.
Juju took his jacket off.
It's getting hot over there.
Juju's about to fist fight all of us through a screen. I'm so scared.
Welcome to Cinephobe, a 12-point favorite over Team Gil.
Uh-oh.
That's not going to happen. There's Upset
Uh-oh.
City.
Oh, snap.
And others. What is that, by the way? And others?
It was the Greg Cody thing where it was all the people that signed a Metal Arc and others.
You don't get the show.
I forgot.
I forgot the show.
What did Cody call you that one time?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. You should have put Jennifer's Lobos.
And others works.
Mm. And others is a good
one. Wow.
I think it's a good name.
Yeah, because you didn't get it.
Yeah.
And
at
others.
The time, yeah.
29,
not everything's about you.
29-point favorite over It Is What It Is.
Uh-oh, Roy. 29-point doggy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to lose anyway, so who cares?
Who cares?
Oh, God, here we go.
I mean, have you seen my lineup? Nothing but injuries and terrible football players.
Adapt
to what? There's nothing left.
Survive in advance, baby.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
Well, he doesn't need to win, because like, if he won, it's only $60.
That's true.
Well, it's actually
$60. Yeah,
it's for zero. Yeah. It's for pride, really.
Yeah, this is
a gaudy trophy.
Not like I'm winning anything anyway.
Oh, Anthony Mays, a 35-point favorite over Gojo's Lobos.
Oh, God.
Gojo's mailed in the season, too. Yeah. Mailed in the season.
He was so great in the draft, too.
Doesn't care.
He's great on like the Monday morning waiver wire pickups as well, and yeah, his team is shite.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then I'm taking on the commission's Lobos. I'm a 23-point favorite, but I also have players who are not playing in my lineup at present, so I need to
get on that.
Right, you know what?
AB revenge game.
How about in the draft, by the way? Sarah Spain gave me a ton of shit for picking Antonio Brown. He's been amazing this year.
Yes. Yeah.
But where are your morals?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man.
We did spend a lot of Thursdays.
Checked him at the door.
A lot of Thursdays, Levitard
show.
We're
not doing this again.
Talking about Deshaun Watson.
No.
Compromised my morals for my fantasy team.
Yeah.
No.
Nah, dog.
Hey, I just updated my roster if you want to update everybody on
how much I'm favored
or down by.
Okay.
I need a kicker.
I need an entire football team.
I need a running back. I have two. I have both Colts running backs playing this week, which is not a recipe for success.
Thing is that in a 14-team league, there's like no waiver wire pickups.
That's the thing is, if it's you have a bad draft, the season's over.
Whoever picked up Herbert of the Bears is like, I like struck gold with like 13 points.
Juju, I think there's too many people in our league and not enough people taking it seriously.
Contract me from the league.
I think next year we need to have a real deliberation. Juju should star in a mystery crate in which he selects the 10 teams that'll be representing the League of Lobos.
You need a 12-er, though. 10 is a bit weak. You need a 12-er.
Juju, is this your first year being commissioner? Yeah, right?
It's actually me and Sarah Spain as the commissioner. I gave her out
the No, there's only one commissioner. Who's the commissioner?
Yeah.
Sarah Spain.
Okay. I appreciate you putting respect on Sarah Spain's name.
Absolutely. Always.
I still have nothing in my inbox.
Well, you can't trade with Juju. You can't trade with anyone. No trades this year.
You know the waiver wire situation is dire when the top available running back is Kyle Juszczyk.
He's not even a running back.
That's not good.
Amin just whispered to me, who?
The fullback for the Niners.
Best fullback in the league, man.
You pick up a fullback. Ooh.
Gets a good like one carry a game on like a misdirection belly dive.
Gets like a you just wanted to show off your football knowledge by using the term belly dive.
Maybe a third down back.
A little play action, a little dump off in the flat to Kyle Juszczyk.
Yeah.
Get the little PPR.
Yeah, that gets you about 4.9 points.
Juju, how can we make this up to you? Because I feel bad about this.
Yeah, this is a real airing of grievances from you. I feel like that was a lot that you've held on to. First off, when you like experience these things that you dislike about our complaints, I want you to bring them up to us in the moment. I want you to send us a message. Hey, guys, you sound unappreciative. I feel like this rant, while it made for tremendous content, is a lot of held resentments. Like,
Don't let it bottle up.
Don't let it bottle up. Let them out in the moment when you're listening. You're going, these motherfuckers.
Just be careful who you are.
I have to know because I chop up all these videos of y'all talking and I got to make these captions and I got to fucking do it for Instagram and I got to do this. So I'm hearing y'all over and over more than y'all hearing shit that y'all said. So when I'm chopping up how ungrateful y'all are at times or y'all could be, it's like, damn, it sticks in my crop.
God damn it. I just picked up a running back that was worse than when I benched.
Keep it real episode. Talk to me. Keep it real. Chris, I see you over there. Talk to me. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm 2-4, by the way, not 1-5.
Oh, nice. I said you were 2-4.
No, at one point, I think he said I was 1-5.
I read out the standings, so I mean, it's pretty clear that you're 2-4.
In the hunt, I'd say.
I
don't think we're going to rank Halloween candy today.
No.
Juju, I just sent you a trade.
I think we'll save that for next week.
Skittles.
I just sent you a trade, Juju. Check it out. Let me know.
No trades.
Why not? I'm trying to make my team better. That's the whole point, right?
Doubtful.
That's the whole point. He's trying to make my team better.
What is the trade?
Billy. I'm ready to join the blockade. I'm ready to join.
No. What?
Well, no, because Juju, the commissioner, changed the rules, so now you need 10 people to veto.
Wait, what?
Yeah, man. That's right.
What kind of chicanery is that?
I think it's 8 now, but at one point it was made 10.
That's
but
shocking.
The rules have been changed throughout the season, and I know that, and you guys are accusing me of not paying attention. I know that rules have been changed as we've been going along.
Do you want to hear the trade?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send Juju, Alvin Kamara, and Rashad Bateman.
Are you Kamara or Kamara? I like Kamara better.
Yeah,
I think the correct way is Kamara.
I'm going to be receiving in return Manny Sanders, Dalton Schultz.
Manny Sanders.
And David Montgomery.
What in the entire fuck is that, man?
What?
What kind of trade is that?
That's a decent trade.
Get out of here.
Alvin Kamara, Rashad Bateman for Manny Sanders, Dalton Schultz, and David Montgomery. That's a decent trade.
Juju, do you accept that trade?
Even I'm tired of talking about fantasy football at this point.
Yeah, there you go. See? There you go. But the answer
I'm gonna
is
send
yes.
you a trade also.
Next so, week on so Mystery Crate, we rank Halloween candy.
So with the Halloween draft, bro. What was that?
Elsewhere on the Levitard and Friends Network, Stupidity features an interview with Bubba Watson.
Oh yeah, it was good.
Rhesus is number one actually.
Bubs.
Cinephile features an interview with Amin El Hassan and the guy that directed The Last Dance. Southbeat Sessions features an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper. Mystery Crate features Juju ethering all of us.
Yeah.
How do I propose a trade, Juju?
You propose trade.
Generally, you go to the other team and hit the propose trade button.
I know, but it wasn't working. I found it.
Hmm.
Oh, here we go, Juju. You're going to like this one.
I need you to say what it is as it's happening. I need to hear live.
All right. I sent it.
What is it?
Well, Juju can read it to you, and then we can decide if we're going to accept or not.
You can't read it for him?
On Football with Grant Wall, we talked to Nick Muhammad, who plays Nate in Ted Lasso.
Football.
How hilarious is it that the Dodgers are going home? How about that? The Braves about to do it finally.
You are repping that Braves hat.
I know y'all hate the Braves. I know. Yeah. But I know we're gonna find a way to lose the rest of these three games.
It's worst case scenario World Series right now.
I feel you, bro. But we gonna fuck it up.
I send Juju Mike Gesicki for Josh Allen.
Mm. Wow. Juju, do you have need at tight end that you might consider this?
I got every tight end that you could possibly dream of on my team except Waller.
Oh, you want Gesicki?
Absolutely not. I got Mark Andrews and goddamn Schultz and goddamn Zach Ertz.
Not for long on Schultz, so Schultz is going to be mine.
So you have a surplus of tight ends. I feel like you should be trying to leverage that into turning that into maybe another flex player or, you know, improving the rest of your roster.
Devontae Freeman, maybe?
Exactly. I could be doing all that shit. You know what I mean? But you see, I'm trying to respect the game. It's just if y'all don't care about it.
I disagree. I do not think you're trying to respect our league with the trade offers that you're making.
I'm just sending trades to people who don't care.
You got
to
shoot your shot.
That's right.
I don't understand, because if someone else were to accept this trade, Juju, you'd probably be very mad if it didn't benefit you.
No, I wouldn't. I'd just be like, damn, they care about this league. Let's get it.
Billy, I feel like you're the evil one. Okay. You're the one that accepts these bad trades. You know, there's no harm in offering somebody a trade.
Evil.
Like, if Juju wants to trade a couple bench guys for one of your best players, he's allowed to offer that. It's when those start getting accepted where the fishiness comes in.
False. That's like saying if someone comes and says to me, can you lend me a dollar? And I say, sure, here's a dollar, that I'm evil.
Well, it's only $1. Really, what is that going to do for anyone?
Well, that's all they asked for. I gave Juju whatever
$60,
he wanted.
$60, then we're talking.
Oh, $60 is nothing.
This week on Cinephobe, the guys review Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
Ooh.
They ascertain the secret of the ooze.
Spoiler alert. There is no secret.
What?
What?
What do you mean?
Ooze.
They named the movie before they actually wrote the movie. And so the original...
But couldn't they write... Wouldn't you start with the ooze or with the secret?
Nope. They loved the title so much. They said, we're going to keep... But also, they wrote, produced, shot, and released the movie less than 12 months after Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out.
Wasn't that money?
Yep. Because they actually did not believe... They thought it was a fad. They were worried it was a fad that was going to just crater. So they were like, we need to capitalize on this as fast as possible. So they wrote, produced, shot, and released their sequel, I think, within nine months of the original coming out.
Smart.
Didn't make a lot of money.
Well, it was a bad movie. So.
Oh, yeah. That's
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. Boys. Oh.
Wait, that one wasn't bad.
It wasn't great.
Let me tell you right now, Billy. I thought it wasn't bad either until I watched it. And then I was like, oh, yeah. I'm giving away too much, but I'm going to just say there's a line in the podcast where I said, very sadly, I used to think these motherfuckers were funny.
This is a retrospect situation.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles 3 was bad.
That's they go back in time?
Yeah.
Yeah. That future cinephobe.
I pick Reese's.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.